Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. This week we're looking at the subject of getting unstuck. Perhaps there's some behaviours you want to change and shift, but finding it really difficult to do so, finding yourself getting trapped in old cycles. Or perhaps the behaviours, thought, overthinking, worrying, getting caught into negative thinking, and you get really frustrated you can't break that cycle. In this week's episode, that's what we're looking at, how to break that cycle and free yourself to be more the you want to be. So strap yourself in and let's dive in. Before we do so, if you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe so you get updates automatically. And please consider leaving a review or a rating. It's completely anonymous. It helps other people find this podcast and get this kind of support on their journey. Loving you. One of the things that comes up and I share with a lot of my clients is the psychology of addiction. It's what I call the addiction cycle. Now you may be listening to this and thinking, well, it's not relevant for me. I'm not an addict. I'm not addicted to anything. Will you be surprised? Because many of my clients are addicted to their thinking. You may not seem this addiction. But just as a kind of a comical look at this, there's 12 questions that you can ask yourself to explore whether you think you might have an addiction to alcohol. And if you just replace the word drinking with the word thinking, it can be quite amusing but quite insightful. How many questions you answer yes to even when thinking is things like, have you lost time due to your drinking? Or have you lost time to your thinking? Yes. Does your drinking affect your self-esteem? Does your thinking affect your self-esteem? Yes. And so on and so on. It's quite amusing, but quite insightful and quite telling. They're very much, yes, my name's Russell Davis, and I'm a thinkaholic. And it's kind of a form of addiction because I guess one form of definition of addiction is your thinking telling you need something to be okay, psychologically more okay. I'll be happy when. Have another drink and you'll be happy. The next drink will make you happy. And our thinking does the same. It's trying to make us feel safe, happy, more loved. It's trying to achieve a similar shift in state, but just through thinking. And addiction cycle may sound quite strong, but even as a behavior you want to change, maybe I don't want to lose weight or do more exercise, and there's a pattern you can't break out of, well, you might find this addiction cycle is very relevant for that as well. So how do we break the cycle? Whether it's a cycle of thinking or eating the wrong things or not looking after yourself, how do we break these cycles? So let's imagine it is a cycle and there's three steps in this cycle, one feeding the other, and it goes around like a merry-go-round. Now the middle step is the behavior, the addictive behavior. So for some people it is drinking, for some people it's gambling, for some people it's drugs. A lot of people focus on the behavior. So how do I stop the behavior? How do I change the behavior? It's really hard to change an addictive behavior without looking at what happens around it. Now the input, what comes before the behavior, is an emotion. We're not aware of how much our behavior is driven by emotions. Some people know they have maybe comfort eating. We might be aware of it. We will have a degree of comfort eating. And we might be more aware that sometimes, yeah, our food choices are dictated by an emotion. But all your behaviours are dictated by an emotion. People don't want to get out of bed to go to the gym. There's some kind of emotion there. So emotions drive our behaviours. And what follows the behaviour, a behavior doesn't serve us, maybe it's overthinking, maybe it is drugs, maybe it's alcohol. What follows that tends to be a judgment. So the alcoholic in the morning will feel guilt or remorse or annoyance with themselves for not having stronger willpower. There'll be some kind of self-judgment. And that's the third aspect of the cycle. So you've got emotion creating a behavior that creates a judgment. What does that do? Makes you feel worse about yourself. Goes back into an emotion that's uncomfortable. What does that do? It leads to more behavior to numb the emotion or trying to change the emotion. And so the merry-go-round goes round. So how do we break the cycle? Well, it's not focusing on the behavior. The way to break the cycle, be aware of that judgment. Now, if you think about it, two things come to mind. One is that if our behavior is driven by emotion, we have no control over our emotions. Emotions are thoughts that have come alive into our nervous system. We have no control of their weather systems. You couldn't predict the next five thoughts you're going to have if you wanted to. So conversely, you couldn't predict your mood over the next few hours if you wanted to. So emotions are spontaneous. They just happen. So largely, you don't have control over your behavior. And I do believe we need to take responsibility for our behavior and accept the consequences of our behavior. But we need to cut ourselves a bit of slack. But another thing, what's behind the emotion? Maybe there is some dis-ease, some uncomfortable feeling, some fear, some insecurity. What's behind our emotions tends to be an inner child. We're not feeling our circumstances, we're feeling the thinking, the filter, the lens we look at through. That's what creates our experience. And the lens tends to be shaped by our childhood experiences, what we learn through childhood, as we interpret life around us and other people's behavior around us. And what's behind it is an inner child just wants more love and security and connection. And if you're giving it judgment, if you're getting frustrated at that part of you, if you're annoyed at that part of you, it's just going to feel worse and it's just going to try and get its needs met by screaming even louder. But it's just looking in the wrong place to have its needs met. So if there's an area of your life you get frustrated and you judge yourself about because you can't break the cycle, you can't make the changes you want, my encouragement is just to be aware of that judgment. Have some self-compassion. Love that part of you. And you may be amazed how that helps you break the cycle more. You stop feeding that uncomfortable feeling about yourself. You start feeling more okay about yourself, less of a need to do the behavior, even if it's overthinking. Because you have more sense of who you really are, that you are okay. That more self-love, that self-understanding that allows you to know you're okay for who you are in this moment. I shared this with addicts, and they found it quite amazing how they can create shifts in their behavior by not focusing on the behavior, by focusing on that judgment. So how can you bring that into your life more? What aspects of your life do you need some more self-compassion? Where are you judging yourself? It's interesting when we get frustrated with life. What tends to be behind that is a self-judgment. Where we are get frustrated with others, what tends to be behind that is a self-judgment. So you can break actually, if you're stuck in a pattern with other people, maybe your partner, the same kind of psychology applies. And looking at self-compassion, looking at judgment, but looking at where you are bringing judgment in. Because if you're blaming someone else, judging them for being either immature or uncompassionate, there's elements of you judging yourself of those things and you're projecting it. And it's, you know, I think all personal change starts with brutal honesty. One of the best questions you could ask yourself is, how am I creating this? How am I creating this? I used to get frustrated with my wife wouldn't, let's say, show her appreciation of some gifts or flowers I bought her. And she's not a big gift person, I know that. But once I bought her a gift and she didn't really seem to appreciate it. And my primary love language is touch, physical touch. It just occurred to me, maybe doing a podcast on love languages might be useful. And she said, thank you, but she didn't give me a hug or a kiss, so I didn't feel fully loved and appreciated. And I went away from that exchange thinking, oh, she doesn't really like it, she doesn't really appreciate me, she doesn't really love me the way I want, feeling all this judgment about the way she loves me. And when I explored, okay, how have I created that, this cycle, what's going on, what's the judgment I'm bringing into this? I'm judging her, but how am I creating it? I realized how actually I was judging her for not opening up and connecting in the way I wanted her, but it was me not opening up and connecting. I was letting the gift do the communicating. It was like a little boy that's giving a girl some flowers and scared of rejection, so threw the flowers at her and ran away. I let the flowers do the communicating rather than actually communicating how I felt, why I wanted to buy them, what I wanted to express in that moment. And when I shared that with her, she said, it's exactly it. I want to feel more of you. So there's areas of your life you're feeling stuck. I encourage you to look at what judgment on yourself you're bringing into it. Forgive yourself for that. I forgive myself, I judge myself as whatever. I forgive myself, I judge myself as not being fully lovable. I forgive myself, I judge myself for whatever it is. Free yourself from that judgment. And you might be surprised how cycles begin to change. Because you're not who you think you are. We have these unconscious thoughts, these judgments that they're not even yours. They're not even yours. If a thought feels heavy, it's not of you, it's not your truth. It's not from your soul. It's something you've taken on from other people. It's their thinking, it's the balls they've thrown at you. You don't have to catch them, they're not yours. If something feels light, that's of your truth. So enjoy finding those lighter thoughts. Enjoy letting go of the heavy thoughts, the judgments. Enjoy beginning to free yourself to be more the true you are. Someone who is like a diamond, perfect, unique, precious. And what I mean by perfect, I know we're not perfect, we make mistakes, but that's okay. You're no less worthy. You're no less valuable. You're okay with whatever mistakes we make. We're okay with our imperfections. We're more than okay, we're precious. Just be mindful of judgments. Allow yourself to free yourself of those judgments and use self-compassion and self-love to break those cycles, including the cycle of overthinking. Loving you.